Praise the Lord. Tell somebody it's time to get angry. Normally in church, we tell you, don't get angry. But today, I am giving you permission to get angry. All right? John chapter 11, 28. And it says, and when... John 11, 28. Okay. Put your eyes on the screen. And it says, and when she had said these things, she went... Where did she go? She went her way and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, the teacher has come and is what? Now, I want you to see what she did. When she heard the teacher's calling her, what did she do? As soon as she heard that, what did she do? No. Verse 29. Is it on the screen, church? All right, let's read together. As soon as she heard that, what did she do? She arose how? She arose. Listen, if I hear Jesus is calling me, better believe I'm over there. Because if you know anything about Jesus, he's the miracle man. He's a man with all power. He's a man that turned water into wine. He's the one that caused the dumb to speak. He's the one that took the fish and pulled money out of the fish mouth. So if I am broke, I want to get to Jesus. If I'm in financial crisis, I want to get to Jesus. If my heart is broken, he's going to fix me up just like he fixed the woman that was about to be stolen, and he released her from her sin and he set her free. Somebody say, Jesus has what I need. So Mary got moving quickly and came to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house. Now watch this. Who were in the house? Now be careful who you bring in your house. Be careful who you bring. This is for somebody today. You like to bring people to your house? Stop bringing people to your house. Scan the people who you bring to your house. You've been blessed with a place to live. Be careful who you let through your doors. Then the Jews who were with her in the house, some reverb came, and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, she is going to the tomb to weep there. Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came, now watch here, Mary was weeping and the people that came with Mary were what? They were weeping. Now look at this verse. He groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Verse 35, Jesus wept. Now we're going to bring some clarification to this scripture. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him. 37, and some of them said, could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind, look at this, this is faith talking now, also have kept this man from what? Dying. Then Jesus again groaned in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave and a stone laid against it. Verse 39, Jesus says, take away the stone. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning and we give it a praise. We give it a glory. We give it an honor. We say, Holy Spirit, speak to us. Let our lives be changed and transformed today by this word. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Praise God. This morning, I want to talk to somebody about getting angry. You see, Jesus showed up in a situation where Lazarus had died. Many of us know this story, and we know the outcome. The outcome was great. Jesus showed up there, and he raised Lazarus from the dead. Good. Good news. Whenever there's a dead man, who you need around? Jesus. Because the people said, maybe if Jesus was here, he could have prevented Lazarus from dying. But this morning, I want to point your attention to something else. You see, many times as Christians, we see a lot of things and it does not affect us. A lot goes on in our community. A lot goes on in our nation. A lot goes on in our homes. A lot goes on in our schools. A lot goes on with our children. A lot goes on with our family member, and it does not affect us. Or maybe it affects us and we shrug it off. We just push it off and we say, it is not my business, that is their business. Let them figure it out. But this morning, I come to talk to someone and I say, it is time that we become angry with what the devil is doing. It is time we become angry, and there is a spiritual anger that rises up within you. I'm not here to push you to the anger of the flesh and you getting angry. No, I want to push you to what is known as righteous indignation. You see, when Jesus saw the people crying, the Bible said, he groaned. That word groans mean to get angry. The word groan means it hurt him to his core, to the point that he became angry. Now, Jesus was not angry at the fact that Lazarus died, but he was angered at the effects of death. Jesus was angered at the effect that death has on man. We heard Pastor Dolly said her brother died and it hurt her. We know people in here that have lost their loved ones and it hurt them. Some of them lost their lives to ways they should have never lost their life. Some people are sick, they die. You say, okay. But then others are gunned down. Others are stabbed. Others are abused. Others are strangled. Sometimes they are what we call domestic violence in the home. But my God, I came to tell somebody, we were not made to die. We were not made to die. The Bible says that God breathed the breath of life into man. He did not breathe an ordinary breath. When Jesus saw the pain, the agony, he loved Mary and he loved Martha. And when he saw them hurting, and he saw them crying, and he saw the pain that they were in, and he saw the agony, and he saw the distraught of their souls. You know, Jesus sees the inside. Hello? Jesus sees the inside. Jesus doesn't only see the outside. There was a time Jesus was in a room with the Pharisees. Remember when they dropped down the man that his friends brought him into the roof? Let me say that again. I said that weird. There was a man in the Bible who was lame. He couldn't walk. And Jesus was in a particular village and they wanted to get their friend in front of Jesus. The room was filled. The entry points were blocked. And when they looked at it, they said, there is no way to get in here. But somebody had a brilliant idea. They said, let's go to the roof, take the roof off, let our friend down. The Bible says they let down the man in front of Jesus. But Jesus said to the man, not only be healed, but he said, your sins are forgiven. Here's the problem now. The Jews were in the room and they said, how can he forgive sin? The Bible says, and the Lord seeing their hearts. He saw their hearts. The religious were saying, only God can forgive sin. But what they did not know, that God was in the flesh in front of them. And they missed their visitation. That's another part of my sermon. But what I want to say, Jesus saw the condition of their heart. I want to tell you today, you can hide your heart from man, but your heart is wide open. You can hide your intentions from man, but your intentions are wide open before God. You can smile in the face of people, but God knows your heart. You could put on a good show, but God knows beneath the show what is going on. You might put on a good clap and put on a good dance, but God knows what's happening on the inside. Don't be deceived. God sees your heart. So, when Jesus saw not only the tears of Mary, not only the tears of Martha, But he saw their inner pain. The God that we serve is a God of compassion. The God that we serve is moved when you're going through something. The God that you serve is touched with the feeling of your infirmity. When you hurt, you better believe God hurts. When you're in pain, God feels it. Because who are you? You are his child. Which mother sees her son in pain, she does not hurt. Which father sees their daughter in pain and does not hurt? I want to tell you, the father of all fathers, when you are hurting, he is touched. He says, I am near to those of a broken heart, those that are crushed in spirit. He is right there to support you. He said, blessed are those that will mourn. They shall be what? Comforted. So when Jesus saw the pain that death was putting people through, the Bible says he groaned in his spirit. Meaning, on the outside, he was comforting them. But in his spirit, man, he was hurting for man. And an anger rose up in him. And he says, my people were not created for this. When we made them, the Bible said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. Genesis 2:7. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life. He didn't give him a temporary breath, but he gave him an eternal breath. So when Jesus saw man dying, now how did man die? The wages of sin is what? Death. As a result of sin, death came into the world. Through one man's sin, death came. Are you with me? Whose sin is that? The sin of Adam. Because Adam sinned, how many died? All died. So when the Lord saw that, he was troubled. I want to ask somebody today, what is troubling you? What is it that is causing your spiritual ache? I want to tell you something that troubles me. When I look at young men on drugs, it troubles me. When I see young men rolling a spliff, it bothers me. When I see them getting marijuana and they're putting it into a piece of, that's what you see. Everywhere I look, I see young men rolling a joint. It hurts. It hurts my heart. It aches my spirit. Because I know that is a road to destruction. Call it what you may. Rich politician. Call it what you may. Medical marijuana. Call it what you may. A dispensary. It is a dispensary of debt. It is a dispensary of oppression. It is a dispensary that will frustrate their future. Involve demons. Invite spirits. I came to tell that devil today, you are a liar. I come to shut that spirit down. I say it is time that we begin to groan. It is time that we get angry. It is time that we get angry. It is time that we get angry. It is time that you get angry and you stay on the altar of prayer. You stay on the altar. You're killing me. You stay on the altar of prayer. Time that we get angry. Time that we stop sitting on our hands. We watch our young people are getting destroyed. I want to tell you, it's going to knock on your door soon. It's going to knock on your door. It's going to knock on your door. You watch young people, you see them getting drunk, and you're leaving them alone, and you say they're just having a good time. I want to tell you, the devil of addiction is at the door, and he's waiting to grab them, and he's waiting to make them bums, and he's waiting to make them homeless, and he's waiting to snatch them out. But I'm looking for two people that is going to say, this week I'm going to groan, this week I'm going to get angry, this week I'm not going to relent. This week I'm not going to let it run rampant. This week I'm going to stand up and I'm going to pray for my children, for my nieces, for my nephew, for my family. It's time for something to anger you. Too many of us are pitying the devil. We're pitying the devil. I said we're pitying the devil. You're pitying sin. You'll say, oh, I'm dealing with love. it here. We say, oh, we're dealing with love. I want to tell you, who the Lord loves, he chastens. Yes. Who the Lord loves, he corrects. Yes. Who the Lord loves, he admonishes. Who the Lord loves, he rebukes. Don't deal with love. You got to call a spade a spade. So many of you look at evil in your home and you call it good. And you say, ah, don't worry. I'm going to love you to change. You got to rebuke some things for it to change. You got to rebuke some things for it to change. It is time for the church to get mad. When you pass a bar, curse the bar. Don't bless the bar. People are coming for you to rub olive oil on their bars. Say, no, 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 not here. You're selling destructive elements. You're dealing with things that would destroy lives. The Bible says, anyone that is deceived by strong drink is a fool. I want to help somebody this morning. Don't sippy sippy. Don't drinky drinky. Come out from among them. Be separate. Because one thing leads to another. I said one thing leads to another. You know how men start cheating on their wives? They start talking about it with other people. They start engaging in conversation. They start to say, that one looked nice. That one looked good. Oh, wow, God really created that. Be careful, we inject sin. And we inject the flesh into what God, the works of God. Don't play. The Bible said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. What you sow, if you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. I said, if you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. A lot of us want breakthrough, but we sow into the flesh. We want God to come through for us, but we're sowing to the flesh. We're sowing to the flesh. All we're doing is things of the world. Oh, my God, come pray. I don't have time. I have to work. I am tired. I am this. I am that. I am the other. I'm the other. But pray for me. Give me my breakthrough. Help me pray. Help. Shut up, you devil. So many of us are manipulated by spirits. You can't find freedom. You've been saved 10 years. You know why? You're hanging out with the pig all week. I'm going to lift you up this morning. I'm going to lift you out of the ditch and the dungeon of the devil. I'm going to make sure all of you go to heaven. I'm going to make sure all of you find Christ. And I'm going to make sure all of you become an empowered servant of God that will go out and win souls. Then when we talk about people getting saved, you'll get excited. And you stop sitting on your fanny and thinking that people are going to get saved automatically when the word of God says, go into all the world, make disciples. I say, Lord, the Bible says, then the Jews or the Pharisees found out that Jesus made more disciples than John, and he baptized more. I want to tell somebody, we're going to make disciples. We're going to be patient. We're going to go one by one. If the disciple class got one, we're going to make one disciple, because one has a potential to multiply. Somebody made Billy Graham and Billy Graham touched the world. Somebody made Benny Hinn. He touched the world. Somebody spoke to Wigglesworth and he touched the world. It's time to get angry. Jesus groaned. Groan is not light. You ever heard somebody groan? Maybe somebody died for them and they give off a certain sound. You ever heard that sound? You can't mimic it even if you try. The Bible says he groaned in his spirit. He groaned in the spirit. Whenever we're living below what God created us for, he groans. The spirit of God within us lets out groanings. He searches the heart of God. I'm helping you here now. The Holy Ghost searches the heart of God. And the Holy Ghost knows what the will of God is. And he groans within the saint. with groanings that cannot be uttered. Some of you want to know, every time you pass through 41st, you feel your heart drop. The Holy Ghost is groaning within you. The Holy Ghost is groaning. Every time you see a homeless person, you groan. That's the Holy Ghost groaning within you. When you see a single mother suffering, it groans your heart. When you hear about marriages on the brink of divorce, it doesn't touch everybody, but it touches your heart. That is the Holy Ghost groaning within you. You can't express it. I want to tell you, leave this church mad. Leave this church angry. Not settling for what the devil is dishing out. Not settling for what the enemy is releasing in the earth. We look at violence everywhere. I want to give you some breaking news. In the 70s, when people stopped going to church, that's when gun violence increased. I'm going to say this maybe till I'm old and gray-headed or until I see the church packed. But I won't stop. I said, drag your kids to church. Show me the last person that was Holy Ghost filled, born again, on fire for God, and went and shot up a school. I'll say it again. Show me the last time somebody that is born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, on fire for God, went and shoot up a school. Show me. Don't we see that there is a void? Why do you think people are so depressed? They don't have their maker. They don't have their maker. They don't have a relationship with the maker of their soul. You know, there's certain things not any mechanic can fix. You got to go to the dealer. Because the dealer know everything. Even though the mechanic think he knows some things, he don't know everything. You got to sometimes take the car back to the dealer. The mechanic say, I can't fix this one. I want to tell America and I want to tell you, get your children back to God. Get your children back to God. Develop an anger. Develop an anger. And you look at the devil every day and say, my son is going to get saved. My daughter is going to get saved. He and she is living a subpar life. She was created for more. He was created for more. I will see them come into the kingdom of God. Some of them rich and they got money, but they're still void of God. Jesus said, you're rich. You have everything. But when I look at you, now you're wearing fine clothes. But when I look on the inside, I see that you're wretched. Heard of somebody that's a wretch? Anybody ever call anybody a wretch? You heard it? You know what that means? You're disgustingly terrible. What a wretch. You ever heard that? That means you're not normal wicked. You're like the president of wickedness. He said, you're wretched. You are naked. Naked. You know, I went to a wedding last night and I'm talking to the guy. The guy said, hey man, you like fashion, don't you? I said, yeah, I like nice clothes because I'm admiring people's clothes. Right? I like clothes. I like to look nice. But it doesn't matter. You can wear the best clothes on the outside. But when God looks on the inside, it's better you wear a t-shirt and a jeans and come to church than to dress up with cheap people. You know, one thing don't impress me around here is how people dress. Once you dress modest and you're good, that's it. But we look at your heart. And know how we know your heart? Over time. Over time, your heart will reveal. It's only so long you can hide your heart. You know, you're married to some people and after a while you got to divorce them, or you find their heart. Oh, sorry. You understand me? You see their true colors. There's only so long you can put on a facade. But I want to tell you, sometimes to get mad at that. Get mad at hypocrisy. Getting mad at gossip. Getting mad at tearing down people with your words. Get mad at sitting down and instead of reading a book and edifying yourself, you're in Guyana we call it suske. All you're doing is suskeying, suskeying, suskeying about people. That's a new one. All you can learn that. So when you go to work, say, stop, Suske. And if you forget, ask a Guyanese. But yes, all you're doing is talking about people. Stop. It's time for us to get angry at that. When people are coming to you to Suske to you, you rebuke the spirit. Say, hey, I don't want to hear. And then when they leave, you say, in the name of Jesus, I shut them out. I command they'll never come back to me. I put up a blockade. You see, a lot of times we get angry at other things, but we don't want to get angry at heart conditions. You see, Jesus saw in Mary's heart that her heart was broken. Her heart was broken for her brother. And he said, you, Lazarus, was made to live forever. You got the breath of God, but sin has taken away your life. Not that he was a sinner, but that the curse of sin. But the Bible says, for this reason was the Son of God manifested to destroy the powers of the devil. Sin is from Satan. Because man listened to Satan, that's how sin entered the world. And I want to tell you, Jesus came to deal with that. Are you with me? I said, Jesus showed up to deal with that. It's time that you get angry, church. Don't leave here passive. Don't leave here cool. But leave here. Find a thing. Say, Lord, show me what it is I should be mad at. What is it I should be mad at? What is it I should be mad at? And deal with it this week. Open your mouth. The Bible said there's life and there's death in your mouth. And who loves it will eat its fruit. Open your mouth and look at the devil and say, not here. The Bible says when Jesus, you see, we said that Lazarus, Jesus wept when he heard Lazarus was dead. He didn't weep because of Lazarus' death. He wept because of the result of death on people. You with me? The Jew said, oh, look how he cries because he loves love. No, that's what the Jew says. The Jews were the one that missed their visitation. They were the one when Jesus was going to Calvary on the week to Calvary. The Bible says he wept over the city of Jerusalem. And he said, oh my God, I cannot believe that these people are missing their hour of visitation. I want to tell you, every time you come into church, and there are moments of breakthrough, sometimes we miss our breakthrough. Because we're not mixing it with faith. The Bible says all things must be mixed with faith. Now, faith is the substance of what? Things hope for. Some of you are hoping for healing. Some of you are hoping for favor. Some of you are hoping for elevation. Some of you are hoping for a new job. But when we hear the man of God say, or somebody comes up and say, believe, God is in the room, God is touching, we stand like soldiers. And the person in the next row gets their breakthrough, comes out and testify, and you say, oh, where is God? The Bible says, when Mary heard that Jesus was calling her, she got up and she ran out the house quickly. 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 I want to tell you, have a quickly spirit when it comes to God. Have a quickly attitude. Have a quickly mindset. When you get up in the morning, I worship the Lord quickly. I read my Bible quickly. I pray quickly because I want to get where Jesus is. It's time for you to get angry at lack of spiritual knowledge. There is so much spiritual ignorance, not in this church, but other places. Lots of spiritual ignorance. We know everything else. We are experts in various topics. The moment you open a secular topic, who is non-stop talking to you? We say, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge of the Almighty. I went and met a young man this week, and he says, I have my own relationship with God. I said, you can't have your own relationship with God. What you need is a relationship that the Bible tells you to have. You can't tell me you meet the Almighty. You can't meet the Almighty. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man. Exclusive. It's not objective. It is exclusive. You cannot subject it to your belief or to your way or how you feel. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I'm the life. You need to start getting mad at your family that is not saved. Get mad and bind the spirit. Remember when Paul was in Acts chapter 16, they were walking, and this girl followed them for a couple of days, and the girl said, these are the men of God, hear ye them. These are the men of God, servants of God, hear them. Paul realized that it was a spirit of divination that was working with her. You know what he said? Shut up. Paul got righteous anger and he dealt with the spirit. I want to tell somebody it's time to deal with some things. Yeah, let me start with the base level. Some of you are depressed. You better look depressed and go in your mirror. Practice. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? I am. Because the Bible says, I am fearfully and I'm wonderfully made. Depression is telling me I would not have joy. I say, shut up, you liar. The word of God says the joy of the Lord. I take on the joy of the Lord. It says the peace of God will guard my heart and mind. My heart is not open. My heart is guarded. But if you don't know that, the enemy is going to depress you, oppress you, kick you around like a foot bag. You know what a foot bag is? It's like when you can't afford a mat, you get a bag and you put it on the ground and you wipe your foot. That's poverty I'm talking about. Yeah, in America, we don't have that. But back in the days in Guyana, they couldn't buy mat. They take the paddy or the rice bag, they put it on the ground. Foot bag. That's how the enemy got you. Low. I'm depressed. Shut up. Get angry at the spirit and says, I am a child of God. That's why I force you guys to sing, I know who I am. I love that song. When I was in the back and I heard them sing that, I got excited as I'm going out there. That that's my song. I am holy. I am righteous. I am beautiful. I am rich. I am so blessed. My God, I am walking in power. I'm working. I'm not weak. The Bible says they that know their God shall be what? Shall be what? Shall be what? And they shall do exploits. So you got to say, I'm doing miracles. Tell somebody, I'm doing miracles. Say, I'm doing miracles. Because the word says, I'm going to do exploits. It's time to get angry, church. This is not a play sermon. This is a sermon of action. This is a sermon of action. And when you go and you look at your kids and they're acting sideways, you say, I curse that spirit. I curse that spirit. I said, I curse that spirit. We had a situation where Pastor Cher called me on the phone and she said, one of these kids have a demon in this house. That they said something they shouldn't say. And that doesn't just come out of somebody's mouth. And when we get under it and she check it out, there was a spirit that was working there. What do you think we do? Leave this spirit? Oh, no, we love it. Shut up! Get out in Jesus' name. Yeah. Pastor. But the enemy is subtle, crafty, and cunning. But you know what you got to do? The Bible said from the day of John the Baptist to now, the kingdom of God has suffered violence. And the violence take it by what? Force. Some things come by force. Some things come by force. When we're inviting you to pray and all we're calling you to do, come force. Come force. Join the force. People join police force. They join the defense force. We want you to join the prayer force. When you come and you pray, he said, whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth is loose in heaven. The young man said he didn't feel like praying, but what he was doing, he was storing up power for what was going to happen in the day. He got to work, he got electrocuted, but God caused him to fall off. What other people would have get stuck to untie, God caused him to fall off. Tell somebody, get angry. Get angry. Get angry. Get angry. Get angry. We're going to do an exercise. Jesus was angry at death and its effect. When you bow your heads and close your eyes, there is something that you need to get angry. Close your eyes. Don't look at me. Look unto Jesus. You know some things that you should be angry at. You know there's some things in your own life that you need to be angry at. You know there's some patterns you've been seeing in your family and your home that you need to get angry at. We're going to start with a prayer of dedication first. The Lord gave me this word that September is a month of consecration. We're going to begin by consecrating ourselves. Let's stand. Keep your heads bowed. As you get on your feet, just bow your head. Everybody. Everybody. I don't need music, Emma. It's okay. You stay back there and bow your head too. Everybody, bow your head and look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you. We come to you. We come to you. Our life is an open book. Forgive us for failing. Forgive us for sin. Forgive us where we break your heart. Forgive us where we grieved your spirit. Forgive us where we said things we should not have said. Forgive us for actions that we should not have committed. Your word says, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. If you sin, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. If you're here today, number one, and you're not saved, this is the moment to give your heart to Jesus. Before we go any further, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, one, slip your hands up. You don't know that if you die tonight, you're going to go to heaven. Slip those hands up. Number two, maybe you give your heart to the Lord, but you've been walking afar off. You've been walking a distance from God. I want to tell you, this is a day of consecration. This is a day of returning to your Father. If you're here, you're saying, I want to surrender my life to the Lord. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. If you're saying, I want to surrender to Jesus. I want to be led by the Spirit of God. Put your hand up. Put it up. The Bible says, if you're ashamed of me before man, I'll be ashamed of you when I come in my kingdom. You don't want him to be ashamed of you. You want to get it right now. Get it right here. I see a hand. Amen. Anybody else? You're saying, I've not been living the way I should be living, and I've been doing it my way. Put that hand up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're watching online. Do the same. Do the same. Right in your home, it's a day of surrender. I see many hands. Amen. Keep them up. We're going to pray a prayer of consecration. Say, Lord, forgive me of not obeying you and obeying myself. Have mercy on me. I ask for forgiveness and I receive the washing that comes from Jesus, that comes from the blood. Thank you that today is a turning point. It's a moment I decide to surrender to you. I give you my heart, my mind, my body. Take it all. Use me. Reveal yourself to me. And fill me with your spirit that I may live an overcoming life. In Jesus' name. Lord, I choose you. Devil, I reject you. World, I turn away from you. And I follow Jesus. Never turning back. In Jesus' name. Let me pray for those. Father, I pray for these. That today you touch them. You empower them by your spirit. Rabaske ruska tadadabaske telebesh kandorobo shatatalarabasanda. Iske telebris kandorosko tedebesaya. Mashkatodobo saya love. Empower them and use them for your honor. In Jesus' name. Keep your head bowed. We're going to go to the other part. Number two. You know there is something that you need to be mad about. That you need to stand up and pray against. That you see patterns or it's a struggle. If you're one of those people, put your hand up. I'm going to pray with you. One, two. Good. Hands are going up. You know something you should be mad about. That you've just been casual. You've just been casual. I want to tell you, we're not going to be casual anymore. We're not going to be casual anymore. I'm calling this church to action today. I'm calling the leadership of this church to action. Everybody, this involves from the front to the back to the right to the left. Everybody, it is action time. It is action time. Maybe it's a sickness. You need to stop accepting it. Maybe it's addiction in your family, not you necessarily, but your family. They're struggling. They're struggling. Maybe it's infidelity. There's a pattern in your family where people are cheating on people. We need to bind that spirit of adultery. Maybe it's premature death where you see your loved ones are dying before their time. The devil comes to steal and to kill. He's here to steal destinies. I'm here to pray for somebody today. If you're one of those, lift that hand up today. And some of you have your own thing that I have not called out. It is valid. Put your hand up. In the name of Jesus, let's pray. Somebody begin praying in the spirit right now. Rabaske tedebes kundorobos katara. In the name of Jesus, Marakatila Rabasiando Robocos on Nadabasata, Rabababaki Lebrosco Terebe, Raskatada. I harass every spirit that harass you with the blood. I annihilate every spirit that annihilates your family in the name of Jesus. Every demon that wants to frustrate you, I frustrate. Trade them in the name of Jesus. I send fire of the Holy Ghost. We send the fire of God. I speak the undergirding of the Holy Spirit. I pray that angels minister on your behalf. That even as you release it today, I pray that God gives you the grace to stand up. God gives you the grace to have righteous anger and work against the fiery darts. War against the enemy in the name of Jesus. Shadarabas katarabas sanda. Yelabos kotide debe sunda. Irabasi karabababa. Rabakaskete debe sanda. Let your cry get louder. Let your cry get louder. Let your cry get louder. Don't get silent now. Let your cry get louder. You hang in the balance. Your family hangs in the balance. Rabababababa shokotia. Reskatire debeskoto dodododobo. Rabababababa shandarabakasaya. Rekeskatote katetabaka. Rabababababa. In the name of Jesus. The days for soft prayer is gone. The enemy has ramped up his attack. Ramped up and is becoming blatant about it. Blatant. Look around the community. Sin is now wide open. What used to be under covers is now wide open. It's time for us to open our spiritual ammunition against the devil and bind his works, bind his plans, bind his strategy, and release the kingdom. Pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Raskatadabasanda. I want to give you an assignment. This week we're going to pray. Here's the assignment. Whatever is not of the kingdom, we don't want it anymore. Whatever is not of the kingdom, we don't want it anymore. Come on. Nobody is saying amen? Amen. I said whatever is not of the kingdom, we don't want it anymore. Amen. Look around you and anything that don't look like God, kick it out. Anything that does not look like God, kick it out. And then you're going to begin to flow. And you're going to begin to grow. And you're going to begin to thrive. And you're going to begin to multiply. And you're going to begin to scale heights. Because God will be a father to you. And he will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. This is the scripture. Pray thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. When you get your family, say, God, not my will for my family, but your will for my family. Not my plan, but your plan. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands one more time. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for grace. And I thank you for empowerment. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let it be. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.